Senator Hughes, what's the situation we find ourselves in now?
Well, I think what the governor has done has said, look, he's given the House Republicans numerous opportunities to fall in line and come into agreement with everyone else. They've not been able to seize that opportunity. They've not even been able to get enough votes for their own proposals, the House Republicans' own proposals, they can't even get enough votes for. So I think what he said is, look, I'm putting an end to this, I'm drawing a line in this, and I'm gonna figure out a way to manage the state through this process using the tools of the front office that, and he has numerous tools, to make sure that there's no pain on Pennsylvania's people, that we go forward, that protect the education of our children, and we get things done that need to be done for the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. We can't wait for a group of folks who can't get their own votes together within their own caucus to help, to go along with everybody else. And remember, there are five participants in this process. Four of those five participants have come in agreement. The fifth has been hanging out there. I think the governor said, it's over, I'm done, it's over. I'm gonna get us through all of this. And I think given the lay of the land, given all the options that have been provided, and given a very basic reality, that the House Republican Caucus still can't do the thing that everyone in Pennsylvania wants them to do, which is put a severance tax on the Marcellus shale industry. They can't do it. For whatever reason, they can't figure out a way to get there. That's the only industry, and remember, we're the only state in the nation that's not a severance tax on Marcellus shale. They're not contributing while everyone else is. And the House Republican Caucus has kind of locked arms with those guys, with that industry, and has put the burden on everyone else in Pennsylvania. What the governor said is he's going to manage us through this process and get us all the way home.
And what's the next step for the legislature?
There are some final pieces of legislation that I think need to be moved, need to get addressed. We still have to, the Senate has moved out of its chamber the appropriations for Penn State and Temple and the University of Pittsburgh and Lincoln University, which is extremely important, and we're waiting for House action on those. Again, we wait on the House Republican Caucus to act on that. There are some other code bills that have to get addressed that have within them some significant legislative priorities that folks want to get addressed. We're hoping that within the next 2 weeks we get those things moving and get that piece of business done. And then we immediately flip around, and now it's time to start talking about the next year's budget process and start really making some investments and moving the Commonwealth forward.